Cambridge English Advanced 2. Published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge English Language Assessment 2016. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge English Advanced Listening Test. Test 5.
I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer, A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are 2 questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a trainee teacher called Susanna talking to her tutor. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
How are you finding the teaching course, Susanna? You seem to have been making good progress so far.
Yeah, I'm feeling more confident in front of my students, but I worry about whether they are inspired by the activities I do with them sometimes. I guess this is a wake-up call for me, that it's just too much to expect them to be as excited about maths as I am.
I think when a teacher's motivated, that can't fail to make an impression. You can't expect your students to love a subject unless they can see you love it yourself. Sure, your students will think you're crazy if you talk about math as if it were a spectator sport, but in the end, your attitude will rub off on them.
I was reading about some techniques I could try in the classroom to keep their interest levels up. I've been trying to get some more hands-on stuff into my classes. You know, trying things out in a practical sense rather than sticking to boring theory.
Sounds like an excellent idea. Students always appreciate a teacher who goes the extra mile for them. How are you finding the teaching course, Susanna? You seem to have been making good progress so far.
Yeah, I'm feeling more confident in front of my students, but I worry about whether they are inspired by the activities I do with them sometimes. I guess this is a wake-up call for me, that it's just too much to expect them to be as excited about maths as I am.
I think when a teacher's motivated, that can't fail to make an impression. You can't expect your students to love a subject unless they can see you love it yourself. Sure, your students will think you're crazy if you talk about math as if it were a spectator sport, but in the end, your attitude will rub off on them.
I was reading about some techniques I could try in the classroom to keep their interest levels up. I've been trying to get some more hands-on stuff into my classes. You know, trying things out in a practical sense rather than sticking to boring theory.
Sounds like an excellent idea. Students always appreciate a teacher who goes the extra mile for them.
Extract 2. You hear a student called Sam telling his friend Ella about a concert he's been to. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
So you decided against the concert then?
I thought about it, but I don't really think it's possible to get caught up in the atmosphere when all you see is someone pressing buttons on a computer and tinkling the keys on a synthesizer. That's all this electronic music amounts to.
Admittedly, the performer was dressed all in black and she looked like a scene shifter. And the visuals were limited. There was a screen, but just with some sober animations on it. Trees, castles, rippling water, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that says it all.
But does that matter? If the music's brilliant. And it certainly was. But that's just my opinion.
Tell me something about her then.
Well, she's a student. Studying comparative literature, I think. That seems to give a bit of substance to her music. Make it thoughtful and rigorous.
Sounds overly serious.
Well, it all paid off. When the audience got more lively towards the end, she kept it steady and didn't change pace to build excitement. And she didn't seem to need the pyrotechnics and lasers that so many techies rely on. So you decided against the concert then?
I thought about it, but I don't really think it's possible to get caught up in the atmosphere when all you see is someone pressing buttons on a computer and tinkling the keys on a synthesizer. That's all this electronic music amounts to.
Admittedly, the performer was dressed all in black and she looked like a scene shifter. And the visuals were limited. There was a screen, but just with some sober animations on it. Trees, castles, rippling water, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that says it all.
But does that matter? If the music's brilliant. And it certainly was. But that's just my opinion.
Tell me something about her then.
Well, she's a student. Studying comparative literature, I think. That seems to give a bit of substance to her music. Make it thoughtful and rigorous.
Sounds overly serious.
Well, it all paid off. When the audience got more lively towards the end, she kept it steady and didn't change pace to build excitement. And she didn't seem to need the pyrotechnics and lasers that so many techies rely on.
Extract 3. You hear a woman telling her friend about new policies adopted by her company. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
I heard that people from your office were planting trees last week. What's going on?
Sustainability is the new watchword these days. Last year, we concentrated on cutting down on our use of paper and providing raw material for more. Also seemed a good thing to do.
And easier, too. Your office is next door to a big forest, isn't it?
Yes, very convenient. We're really keen on the idea that the company should be seen to identify with a certain set of values. And I think we were doing just that out there in the woods. So much internal conflict seemed forgotten too, which may not last, of course.
What else have you done?
It's not just the trees, of course. We've cut down our carbon footprint and reduced staff travel by encouraging remote working and flexible home working. So people have been understandably pleased about that. And word seems to have got round because the last bunch of job applicants were a very noticeably higher calibre than previously. And I'm pretty sure that wasn't just a coincidence. Though it wasn't part of our original thinking. There are certainly plenty of happy clients, but they've always been keen on the idea of supporting community projects through our efforts.
I heard that people from your office were planting trees last week. What's going on?
Sustainability is the new watchword these days. Last year, we concentrated on cutting down on our use of paper and providing raw material for more. Also seemed a good thing to do.
And easier, too. Your office is next door to a big forest, isn't it?
Yes, very convenient. We're really keen on the idea that the company should be seen to identify with a certain set of values. And I think we were doing just that out there in the woods. So much internal conflict seemed forgotten, too, which may not last, of course.
What else have you done?
It's not just the trees, of course. We've cut down our carbon footprint and reduced staff travel by encouraging remote working and flexible home working. So people have been understandably pleased about that. And word seems to have got round because the last bunch of job applicants were a very noticeably higher calibre than previously. And I'm pretty sure that wasn't just a coincidence, though it wasn't part of our original thinking. There are certainly plenty of happy clients, but they've always been keen on the idea of supporting community projects through our efforts.
That's the end of part 1.